None but the hungry heart. 6-7. Proffered provision. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. 1 John 4:16. The Spirit convicts us of sins that we may be convinced of God's cleansing. We do not deserve to be forgiven, but the Lord Jesus deserves to be trusted. We find the greatest difficulty often in bringing our sorrow to God. How can I do so, some may be saying, as my sorrow is the fruit of my sin? How can I take it to God? If it was suffering for righteousness' sake, then I would. But I am suffering for my sin, and can I, in the integrity of my heart towards God, take my sorrows to him, knowing I deserve them? Yes, the Lord Jesus has been to God about them. This, then, is the ground on which I can go. There has been perfect atonement for all my sins. Christ has been judged for them. Will God judge us both? No. I go to him on the ground of atonement, and God can justly meet me in all my sorrow. Because Christ's work has been so perfectly done. The guilt which the throne detects, the altar removes. If in the light of the throne one object is seen, namely ruined, guilty, undone self, then in the light of the altar one object is seen, namely a full, precious, all-sufficient Christ. The remedy reaches to the full extent of the ruin, and the same light that reveals the one reveals the other likewise. This gives settled repose to the conscience. God himself has provided a remedy for all ruin, which the light of his throne has revealed. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7.